You're listening to the audio production of A February Bride by Betsy St. Amant, published by Zondervan and read by Amber Quick.
Prologue. Allie Andrews couldn't breathe, and it had nothing to do with the yards of tulle wrapped around her waist, or the fact that the air conditioner in the crowded small-town Southern church was on the fritz again, resulting in the sporadic waving of wedding programs in front of flushed faces she'd seen when she peeked through the sanctuary window 10 minutes earlier. No, her lack of breath had everything to do with the ticking clock, the literal one on the wall and the figurative one thumping in unsteady rhythm in her heart. Married, a bead of sweat trickled between her shoulder blades, sure to dampen the silky ivory fabric that cascaded down her back like a white chocolate waterfall gone wrong. So wrong. Married. She twisted the stem of her rose bouquet and paced the faded orange carpet inside the bride's room, her thoughts churning along with her breakfast. She slipped one heel out of her 3-inch pump, anxiety tying her stomach into a knot that would make a Boy Scout proud. Married. It wouldn't take much to tow off one shoe than the other, dig her painstakingly pedicured feet into the carpet for traction, grab the hem of this cursed dress and just bolt. Better now than later, right? Marcus. She couldn't do that to Marcus. But wasn't marrying him doing him worse? She strode to the window overlooking the gravel parking lot and stared at the onslaught of cars baking in the late September sun. It was a good turnout. Looked as if half of Bow Creek had shown up. There were probably loads of gifts on the covered table in the reception hall by now. A forever sentimental collection of floral pattern china she'd rarely use, gift cards to home repair stores, and likely more than one toaster and blender.